Spencer, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2015-5, C. Elmer and Edith Marine.
This is a major subdivision. It proposes to subdivide the existing 13.063 acres of land into two lots off of a private road. The property is located at the end of Marine Road, east of Line Road. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax map ID is District 531, map 14, parcel 12. The plan requires a major subdivision as it has three existing parcels off of a private drive already. The request is for one new parcel, 2.592 acres, and a residual of 10.471 acres. The applicant is also requesting relief from the street construction requirement and would like to extend the existing gravel driveway for access to the parcels. The planning office received comments back from the Safe Conservation District in a form dated November 10th of this year. We also received three letters, three mail returns, and two letters of support. Staff did not send the application to TAC as it is only for one additional lot with a residual. Agency approvals will still be required prior to final plan approval. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, come on up, please.
Stephen Sellers with Cairns and Associates, professional land surveyor, and Mr. Marine, who is the owner of the property.
Mr. Sellers, Mr. Marine, you heard what our
manager... I can't hear you, Mr. Wheatland.
I see you heard what our manager read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Nothing, only that this is going to go to a grandchild. That's the reason that he's cutting this lot out.
Okay.
And okay. Just make that.
I have one question regarding the maintenance of the driveway. How is that being done?
It's divided. I take care of the most of it, and the ones that use that road also contribute to it.
Okay. Is there something in writing or in the deeds?
Yes.
Put in the deeds when when it's conveyed.
Okay. If you would, we'll see if anybody else on the commission has any questions for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. Thank you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be my question, since they are seeking a relief from the county road standards, that this new lot, if it was approved and created, would then join in the aforementioned road maintenance agreement.
Yes, and we can put that on the plot too, if you wish. The maintenance of that would be, so there would be something on record as well.
Are there any deed restrictions that are associated with either this lot or any of the others
No.
that have been created? Okay, no restrictions as to the size of the homes or anything?
No, sir.
You have three letters of support, so would your statement be that you feel that you do not have adverse impacts on neighbors?
Yes, sir. He's talked to all of his neighbors, and nobody has any problems. And most of it's farmland, large parcels around it.
I've seen the site.
Mm-hmm.
Would also be your statement that there'd be no adverse impacts on traffic by the creation of an additional lot?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Lank, is this something that would have to comply with 99-9C?
It's a major subdivision application. It should include reference to 99-9C.
All right. And I'm sure as a professional engineer, you'd see that is complied with.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Ross?
I understand the application, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
I understand the application. I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton?
All my questions have been addressed.
Okay, Ms. Corwell?
No, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
Question.
Counsel?
With no questions except for maybe one for Mr. Lang and Ms. Cornwell. Is this one that could be appropriate for preliminary and final, or does it need to come back?
I don't know that we have...
We have no agency approvals.
Okay.
Unless you wanted to make it contingent upon that.
We
don't typically do.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Thank you.
All right, then. Okay, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2015-5, C. Elmer and Edith Marine. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2015-5? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? All right, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is